This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs on the songs with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mode in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for French. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Ah, morning everybody.
Woo. Rough.
Whoa, it's rough terrain out there, South Florida. Stay safe.
Woo!
Stay safe on these streets.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's rough terrain. I know the lady I've spent half my morning behind was doing her makeup.
Ah. Oh, man. Well, listen, I can't blame her. You got to be efficient with
your
car.
But here's what happens. Mm-hmm. She's doing her makeup, so she's keeping an extra couple of cars distance, and cars keep jumping in front of her. So that
snoozer.
Right.
This was a rough day. This is a rough.
Oh yeah.
This was the first real. Oh, Miami traffic's back.
It's back, dude.
Well, how did it get back all of a sudden?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know if people got back in town. I don't know. One would think it would start after Labor Day or something like that. But
I understand.
Whew. Because like my maps was sending me all over the place. It was like it didn't know what to do. It sent me off the turnpike. So I'm like off, back by like the Dolphins facility.
Oh,
and then
man.
It's like, go to 135th. Nope, doesn't move. So I had to like cut through some back warehouses, some back alleys.
Jeez.
There was bad flooding in the back. I'm like, what is this? Legends of the Hidden Temple? This is crazy.
Welcome to Florida. Yeah.
This was not a great day. But we made it.
Made it.
We made it. I mean, JFig didn't make it. She decided to stay home today.
Yeah, yeah. Intuition.
I did tell her. She heard me mic'd up, and I was like, it feels like a 10-20 day for her. If it was a day, which it was not.
Nope.
Which it was not. She says it was intuition. I say snooze button.
Same thing. Samesies.
It's crazy, though. I had one of those days today, too, where like I was like in a deep sleep, and my wife was leaving like right before 7 a.m. She goes, hey. I was like, oh.
Woke up.
No. I got one even worse. Oh. So I set my alarm because, again, I got
to
take Rebecca in.
So my story.
Huh? Oh, you weren't done?
No,
I thought you were done.
The story? You think my story was my wife woke me up? That's it?
Hey, I thought that was it.
No. And then I was telling her I was just having a terrible dream. A terrible dream.
What was the dream?
I had a dream. We were all at this party hobnobbing, right? And it, for whatever reason, it was kind of like that Michael Rubin's white party, like it was at a it was fancy schmancy, but for whatever, we were all there to watch the Dolphins.
Oh,
right. And we're all watching them. And then just like the worst thing happens.
Oh, no.
All the quarterbacks went down and our season was ruined. And some reason, Quentin Bell was now the Dolphins quarterback.
What? The D tackle?
And Frog Boy's sitting here and he goes, you know, he was a wide receiver in college. I was like, what? And then just, it was one of those dreams. I'm like, this doesn't feel real. Drew Rosenhaus was there. And I'm like, why is he at the game? Why is he hobnobbing? It's very, very strange night.
I would say so.
Very strange dream.
No.
I did not like it.
Well, my wife turns my alarm off.
Just went off too many times?
It went off. She hit snooze. First of all, I noticed it sound crazy. In all of my life, college, NFL, work, whatever, I've never hit the snooze button.
Never?
No.
I don't believe you.
I promise you.
You've definitely hit the snooze button.
Never.
Are you talking about just strictly on a morning basis? Like, what if you take a nap?
No. No snooze button.
All right.
I've never hit the snooze button.
Is there like a reason? Like, you're like, nah, that means you're lazy.
No, I'll just set my alarm 15 minutes later.
Ah.
That little, if you're supposed to get up at 7 and then you hit snooze and you get an extra 15 minutes, that don't do nothing but make you cranky. So.
Wow.
She hit the snooze, then hit the alarm and turn it off. And I look up, I get up, because I panic when it's daylight when I get up, because I'm so used to getting up when it's dark.
Right.
I look at my, it's 7:14. I wanted to get up at 7. I said, hey, did my alarm go off? Did I make a mistake again? She goes, yeah, I hit it twice. The whole point is to wake me up.
So she was up and about?
Yes.
Interesting. Why would she do that?
I don't know.
Maybe she just thought you needed the sleep.
I don't know.
She thought it was a home day, maybe.
I don't know. No, because I had to take Rebecca to school.
Oh, okay. She sabotaged you.
Very strange.
I'm like, you do realize that makes zero sense, right? Mm. She sets her alarm to accommodate the snooze.
Because who gets up first?
She does.
Because she's going to work.
Right. So she sets an alarm.
What day when do you typically go to the gym?
I can still get up. I'll just set my alarm when she gets up.
Oh, okay. So I thought you went to the gym like super early.
No, I go at like, I set my alarm for like 5:45.
Oh, okay.
Right? And even if I'm coming in, I could go knock a little hour, 15-minute workout.
I forget not everybody has to live 2 hours away. So
right. Like,
they have time to do things.
Right. So, yeah. But then the drive to McFadder, that wasn't too bad. Because we leave after the high school, you know, Western is already in.
Mm-hmm.
So that wasn't too bad. But then I had to figure out, okay, I'm on Davie Road. The turnpike's right there. Oh, hell no. So I go all the way down Griffin to 75. I get on 75. We are crawling.
Oof.
I'm like, oh.
Yeah, it didn't even tell me to get off on 75 today, because sometimes when it looks like it's going to be a bad day, it'll say, oh, go off. It was like, nope, just keep plowing through.
Keep plowing through.
But then Frogboy, you texted me early, because you said,
early, dude.
You texted me, and I wasn't even like close. Normally when you text me, I'm usually warning Frogboy. I say, hey,
yeah,
it's a Glades day. Buckle
for sure,
up.
For sure, for
you know?
Right.
And he texted me. I don't know. You texted me like really early. Like, so you were already in the midst of it? And like, what was it? Just not moving today?
No. So I had to pick up a laptop from my sister-in-law's house. So I was on the road early. And I was like, all right, let me see. I'm on the road early. Maybe I'll be able to make it in early. The time was over an hour because of Golden Glades.
Crazy.
Yeah. I was like, I got to warn Tobes.
Thank you for the warning. My phone tried to warn me too, but that plan didn't really work.
So you just plowed through the Golden Glades?
No, because it told me once I got to around the stadium, it said, hey, get off here. And I was like, really? I was like, okay. It never tells me to do that. It always tells me to
plow through. So why wouldn't you just get off and take 441 down?
I tried. That's what I tried to do. That's literally what I tried to do. And when you got to 135, stunned.
For sure.
Like stone cold, would not move. Two cars broke down in the turning lane.
Just traffic.
Some people are saying it was storming down here. I didn't go through any rain, but it makes sense because there was like when I got to the warehouses,
puddles.
Torrential flooding. Yeah, I was like, what happened? I'm like, what's going on? I'm like, did a water main break? Like, what happened?
Right.
Anyway, that's enough of talk about our rides, everybody.
It was rough.
But it was a rough. It was rough terrain out there. It was scary. We'll take you guys up until 2 o'clock. Headlines brought to you by the New Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy a truck in a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know truck.
But theoretically, if Berterer was trying to come in today, that's a 10-20 day. That's a 10-20 day.
At least.
And she's telling me my gut told me to stay home.
My gut told me to stay home.
And she'd be coming in like, oh my God, the traffic. My gut. How come your gut never tells you to get up 15 minutes early?
That's fun. Point for the
lead. Like, your gut never says, you know what? There's going to be a lot of traffic. I might have to leave a few minutes early.
So it's cut down day.
Oh, let me tell you. Whew. The best thing they could do is have this day off.
You never got cut, right?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, it was kind of a with an agreement.
Was it so, Panthers?
Yes.
Panthers cut you? I thought you left the Panthers.
No. Well.
I thought you like got traded from the Panthers.
Yeah. I got cut. I had to get a new contract, but they were trying to work something out. They couldn't work nothing out, so they said, "Well, we're not going to get anything." So yeah,
cheap bastards.
We'll just no. Well, it wasn't them. It was Minnesota. Didn't want to. So that's kind of how that went. But I played a whole bunch of football that year.
So it was a cordial cut.
Yeah,
it was a cordial. Who
but
the coach?
I knew where I was going the next. Dom Capers.
Did he have the hair or his hair was still together at that point?
It was still together. But no, so I knew where I was going already, even beforehand. So it wasn't, you know.
So like what? They couldn't get like a compensation together on the trade?
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, here are the names. I'm following Barry Jackson seems like the guy to follow today for the Dolphins. Nobody really earth-shattering right now.
Oh, no, it's coming.
There was one dude I didn't even... I was like, who the hell is... They released defensive tackle Robert Cooper. I'm like, who the hell is Robert Cooper?
Coop!
I don't remember hearing his name at all.
You know, if you ain't getting the coop, you ain't making it.
Yeah. He's got Dolphins released receiver Mike Harley, former Cane.
Oh, no!
Not surprising. Yeah. Once you drop that diving catch, like, that was kind of your game right there. Isaiah Mack, defensive lineman, he got cut.
I got to tell you.
Oh, no.
The thing that's just disheartening for me is this team is banged up before the season starts.
A lot, yeah.
A lot. Very annoying. And it's like we're all.
And it's not like they even practice that much.
Right. We're all making these assumptions of what this team has to do to be successful. And I'm like, based on the participation of the team that we're going to be grading, like, do we have to have a different... You see what I'm saying? Like, because at the end of the year, we're going to go back and say, oh, they signed Odell Beckham. They had this guy. They brought this guy. This guy. These guys aren't playing. So how do we go about... You know, because, again, nobody cares, okay? At the end of the year, we're going to say, hey, you either did this or you didn't. We're not going to explain the reasons, and that's what I've said all along, is that nobody cares how you lost. Nobody cares how you won. The only thing people care about is how. But if you're closer to the situation, it has to matter so that you can make decisions on what to do moving forward. I don't know what you do here.
I don't know.
You see what I'm saying? Because fans, if these injuries matter, fans are going to get frustrated. The owner might be put in a position where he has to do something, and it might not even be warranted.
Final name that Barry has, rookie defensive tackle Leonard Payne. Apparently the defensive line coach got through his job early today.
Yeah.
Apparently the defensive line coach gave his list in early
because
today.
Keep in mind now, and understand this. A couple of those guys were brought in during camp.
Mm-hmm.
They say, we're going to give you an opportunity to show something, but everybody on that team knows you were a space taker, right? To take reps or whatever. If by some chance you do something to, you know, show, then we may take another looky-loo, put you on the practice squad, or somebody else is going to see you. So the opportunity, even though it might not be as legitimate as you want it to be, you're going to get an opportunity to show some film or whatever. There's a lot of guys in the NFL that are like that. That, you know, hey, wide receivers go out. I told you a story about a wide receiver in Minnesota, right?
Yep.
Wide receivers go out. You bring in wide receivers. Those guys know that they're not going to really make the team, but they're trying to show something.
And
those are the first guys that get cut, by the way. So that's why those decisions were so easy.
We'll keep you posted. We have our eye. I got Twitter on up. We'll let you know who is gone throughout the show.
33 guys.
Yep. Wow. We'll take a break. Back with more after this.
Make sure it's your ear. Hear me. Lord of mercy. Hey, Lord of his mercy. Lord of mercy. Drive up.
Alright, welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM.
Marcos, why don't you get your...
Yeah, what's up with your camera, dude?
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah.
Point at the ceiling. What are you, camera shy all of a sudden? I know that's not true. He loves attention.
Oh, that's how you do it.
So, Marcos, you got some explaining to do.
Me?
Yeah.
All because...
Right. I don't even know what he's bringing up.
But you said, yeah.
We went from...
Yeah.
Me picking you up on Friday.
Oh, so nice of you.
To, don't worry about it, I'm going to Orlando.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Appreciate it. I'm out. I'm like, what?
He has been the king of day of the morning. I'm off today, boys.
Yeah.
He has. That has been his move lately.
Home show with me today, boys.
You know, he thinks he's doing right because he'll say, but Vlad's covering for me. Like, I got somebody to cover.
Not that we don't love Vlad.
Love Vlad.
Not that we don't love Vlad. Vlad does a fantastic job.
Jet up.
Job.
We got Jet up in South Florida.
Vlad was very mad at Tua yesterday.
He was mad at Tua?
Very mad at Tua.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Because
he thought he was being soft.
He basically just said, Tua, liar!
Yeah. Wow. And I said, there's no, like, I said, like, we want everybody that we talk to be truthful, right? Which is a joke, right? And I told him, sometimes you got to lie to avoid the follow-ups.
Sometimes. I think the thing that he was too honest about yesterday was like, nah, if the offensive line stinks, I'm good. I was like, what?
I kind of like
that. Well, but here's the deal.
That's good.
Here's the deal.
He's mobile now.
That's part of the reason why he's so damn important.
I understand.
Because he gets rid of the ball so quick. The offensive line looks good.
I just would have hoped, you know, give me a little bit more faith in old Eichenberg, you know?
I mean, but he's never going to sit back and pat the ball.
No.
So.
No way.
Yeah. Man.
What did you do? You just were up and out of here on Friday? What happened?
So, I had a show this weekend, of course, with the wonderful comedian in the game, burning up the charts. Is there charts in the comedy world? Crowder, Channing Crowder, and I had a show.
You would know. Like, you run the comedy club.
I don't think there's any charts. But
there should be charts. I would like comedy power rankings.
That'd be good. Sometimes you know, oh, this guy's got it, for sure. But there's, like, no official power rankings. I think I'm going to start doing power rankings. Seems like there's a void for that.
You can't do power rankings.
I think a comedy power ranking would be great.
Yeah, you know, it's... You know a guy right now who's, like, you know, doing stadiums, doing Hard Rock Live? He's probably on top.
Yep.
Then, you know, that same guy maybe a year later doing improv clubs again? Not so good.
Is there anybody who's, like, Mahomes right now who is, like, undoubtedly number one?
Or is it David Chappelle?
Everybody's taste.
No. I'd say Chappelle has gotten into some hot water with his takes. But I'd say the hottest comedian right now is probably Shane Gillis.
Shane Gillis, yeah, he's very popular. His show was funny. I watched his show on Netflix. I've never watched a stand-up set from him, though.
He's pretty good. For a while, it was Tom Segura. He was at the top. Matt Rife had a quick run. Yeah, fat cat. You know, you get to the top. You know, it's just not the same anymore.
Well, here's what happens. Same thing with music.
Yeah.
You go on a run for like a couple of years where you're putting stuff out there. Boom, 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 boom. Right? And then you may go off and do something else, and then you're not doing that anymore for a while.
Yeah.
So what happens is, what happened with Eddie Murphy was he was doing the stand-up. He was like the best. Then he started doing movies and quit doing stand-up. So naturally, he's going to fall off just because he's not really doing it.
I've told Margos this. I feel like social media has killed stand-up comedy because I can't sit through a stand-up special anymore.
Yeah,
like, just like you get 15 minutes from me and then like,
It depends because
first of all, I think people do way too many. You know, like it used to be like you had like two people who had multiple killer stand-up comedy specials, like Eddie Murphy, Chris Carlin, Chris Rock.
Yeah.
That's a very select few. Now like everybody's got a special every single year, and you're just like, you don't got enough of an arsenal for
you
this.
You want me to tell me what else killed it?
It's very true.
Comedy Central.
Ah.
Because a lot of these guys you can see, you know, or the fact that HBO and they'll show their
stand-up
over and over again.
What was good about Comedy Central is the stand-up specials were only a half hour plus commercials, so you're really only getting 15 minutes of joking.
20
jokes.
Minutes, wow. Right. Right.
I can do a special then. That's a game. How long is a commercial? That's good.
But I would rather watch it on HBO. I don't like the commercials. I like the continuous. Because, you know, if you get in that mode, you don't want to break it up by a commercial.
Schmeathen says, you guys have never sounded older.
Perhaps.
What? Why not?
I don't know.
Right? I'll stop and listen to any comedian. But my thing is I'm into, like, the stories. Like, tell a funny story. Don't tell a funny joke. Right? So you sitting there, you go, hey, two guys walk into it. That's not comedy to me. Right? What's comedy is when I can relate to you, an individual who's had a funny situation or a funny life, right? And when those guys get up there and tell those stories, you know, you're like, wow, this guy, I can relate to him.
Right? Got a cut.
Oh, who got cut? Who got cut?
Barry Jackson, Dolphins cut cornerback Jason Maitre.
Oh, okay, we're good.
Undrafted rookie.
Oh, okay. God bless.
So right now we're hitting the no-namers.
Yeah.
When you get to 3:30, that's when the tough comes.
Nothing juicy yet.
Good.
Nothing too
I'm interested
juicy,
to
but
see.
He had a nice camp. Everybody spoke well of him.
So he might come back and
I think he made the team as on a tryout this spring.
I'm interested to see what they're going to do at wide receiver. What they're going to do at DB, because there's still some other cuts have to be made at DB, and they're going to bring another quarterback in. You best believe that.
The kid from UTEP?
Who?
I don't know. They had a kid from UTEP here for like a week.
I don't know.
So you're being a roadie. You're being a road manager. You were in Orlando this past weekend?
I was indeed. I got a couple Frog Boys.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Frog Boy. And then I was like, oh, hello. And
is the web feet in your act?
No, okay.
It should be.
It's not. I did do the tongue thing recently, though.
Oh, that's good.
Can't say that joke on air, but I would love to tell you.
It's great.
I did also mention, remember how we were talking about the NFL player that urinated on poor Gertrude?
Yes.
I brought that up as well. And, you know, it's my bit of doing crowd work. Like, what would you do?
Yeah.
You know, and it's a good opportunity for people
to. Current event. I like that.
Yeah. You know, it transitioned to, like, me being on the road with Channing. You see these big people, and you immediately realize, maybe I wasn't.
So you guys are back on the road again this week? You're going back to Gainesville?
So we were supposed to go to Gainesville, but, of course, University of Florida wanted all of our money. They wanted to just give us a flat rate and not ticket sales. So,
what?
Yeah, so we said.
What a stupid move by them.
Get out of here. Like, it would have been a great show if they think, because they're getting food, liquor, and a bunch of people.
You know what the bright side is, dude?
Yeah.
You don't have to go to Gainesville.
What
a win for you.
What? The problem is, then I'm like, okay, let me find another venue in Gainesville. And unless I'm performing at a Zaxby's, I can't do anything over there.
True. Like, what do you got? You got Zaxby's and a Mellow Mushroom.
It's really the worst. So, yeah.
I don't have anything. That place sucks.
I think it's a horrible place. It really is. So I'll be watching the game from
home. Why don't you do it at Spurrier's?
I should, right? The only time we'll be able to...
Who coached Channing? Was it Ron Zook?
Yes.
He didn't have Spurrier, right? Spurrier was probably on the...
No, he didn't have Spurrier. Zook, and there was another... Charlie Strong. Charlie Strong was another one of his coaches as well.
Yeah. You know, how about this one? You ready for my list of coaches that ended up doing? Cam Cameron.
Ugh.
Was the wide receiver coach.
You said he had a potty mouth.
Gross.
Oh, yeah. He was not that... What? You got to turn them thumbs upside down. Weird. Like, no. And... Guess who my offensive line coach was? Les Miles.
Mm. Grass Eater.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That is.
That's a lot of national champions.
That is.
Les Miles and Nick Saban on the same staff.
No.
Pretty good.
No, no. This was at Michigan.
Nick Saban was at Cleveland.
Nick Saban was in Cleveland.
My bad.
Yeah. Nick Saban.
Not a good coach.
Jim Schwartz.
Damn.
Scott Pioli. Eric Mangini. Al Groh.
That's not a real name.
Yeah, Al Groh was the head coach of Virginia. What are you talking about?
Sounds like a Bart Simpson prank call.
He was MC Moore Buds.
Yep, Al Groh. Yep. That. Who else? Kurt Ferentz is, like I told you, he's one of my favorite coaches. But yeah, they had that staff was packed. Nick say that staff was packed. That was packed.
Well. Speaking of coaches, some revolutionary for some what's the word?
What's the
revolutionary thing? Ideas coming out of Coral Gables from Mario Crispo. I'll tell you about that next.
Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl.
Welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hey, the Great Country Show, Stars and Strings, is coming back to Hard Rock Live on November 14th. And we got a chance to win tickets to see Jordan Davis, Riley Green, Parker McCollum, and a whole lot more. If you guys want to win tickets, text, all right? There was some confusion on this yesterday. Text the word music to 20357. Text the word music to 20357. You can win a pair of tickets to see Stars and Strings. Message and data rates may apply. Really great show. That's a fun one. You get to see all your favorite stars on stage together. They kind of bounce off. They'll do like requests. They'll they'll start throwing songs out to each other. It's a really cool show.
Damn, that's dope.
It's a fun one, especially if you like intangibles.
You going this year?
I'm gonna try to.
Nice.
I'm gonna try to.
Yeah, I've heard good things.
I'm going to try to. We'll see. I know what. See, here's the thing with being washed. You know.
Yeah, okay.
It's like, yeah. You want to go out? It's a Thursday night. Do we? We'll see.
Yeah, that's fair.
But I'd like to go. I'd like to. It's a really great lineup, and they got Jordan Davis, Riley Green. They got Bailey Zimmerman, who I really like.
Mm. Yeah, that's. I know there was a name there that you had mentioned that wasn't necessarily like advertised, but
well, he wasn't on Gullen's liner.
Yeah,
but it's funny though because a lot of young artists you can get on their comeuppance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, he. I don't think he headlined yet. I think he goes.
Wait a minute, can't. Oh, right. Oh, that's a female? Riley Green?
Riley Green.
Riley Green's a man.
Oh.
Megan Maroney is going to be there. Tennessee Orange.
She
lady.
Said CPH. Does that apply to men?
Who?
J-Fig.
She can do whatever she wants.
Now it does.
If she wants to call a man a certified possible holder, I can't say no.
But this guy's pretty handsome.
Like, I think it's less, you know.
Tobin hit a possum for a home run.
Yeah, I wouldn't hold it.
So you're not a certified possible.
I thought it was. I am not.
No, he's a certified possum hunter.
So yeah, it's a great show coming up November 14th. Text the word music if you want to win tickets to Stars and Strings.
Let me ask you this. So how are you feeling about this season? And starting off, I know like during the summer, we all had all these dreams and goals. Now it's getting closer to reality, right? And you're seeing how all these teams seem to be taking form.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anybody you feel different about or you have more? Like I have more questions with the Dolphins than I did when camp started. And it's not, it's all of a who the hell's going to play kind of thing without really knowing the reality of the injuries or the shape of some of these guys who played no preseason. Playing no preseason, I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
Playing no preseason scares the hell out of me.
Yeah, but they never do. They never do.
But they still get their work in.
Mm-hmm.
There's guys who
They did a joint practice every week this year. That was a little different. They didn't do that last year.
Right. Well, and I think that's the new thing, and I think you can do that now because you got that extra week.
I'm nervous about the wide receivers for sure, outside of Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill, because none of them are healthy.
Well, but here's and I'm gonna counter that for you.
Uh-huh.
Don't underestimate what they're gonna do with Jonnu Smith.
Okay.
I'm telling you, just seeing some of the things he does, they're almost gonna use him like Deebo Samuel.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Except he's bigger and he can probably play more positions on the field and they can put him on the end of the line of scrimmage and he can block.
Yeah, I guess it's
he is a unique piece to that.
Mm-hmm.
At his position, much like Tyreek is.
Yeah, I guess it's a technicality because he's going to be a target. You know, but it's still, I'm just saying, strictly from the wide receiver because he's technically a tight end.
Right.
Yeah. So Odell Beckham not practicing, Eric Ezukama being hurt.
I'm not worried about that because of Jonnu Smith.
Okay.
Because you have a third receiver,
mm-hmm.
right? A guy who you can do it out of different formations where he might be a primary target because he's on the end of the line of scrimmage instead of in a slot where those other guys would be.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not worried about that third guy. But I'm going to tell you this, and I've told you this after the second game. They're getting pushed around too much on defense.
Mm-hmm.
Getting pushed around too much. When the whole mantra of this started camp.
Bullies.
Was we need to be bullies. We need to be tougher. Right? You know how hard it is to take it from a running back. The hardest thing to do in preseason is run the football. Because you're just running standard plays. You're not running real blocking schemes. Everybody's just aggressive as hell. They ain't worried about a whole bunch of play action and checks and all this stuff right there. It's just line up and play football.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime you get a slight crease in the preseason, it is like, oh, like it's a blessing. To see them get pushed around the way they did, I have questions about that.
It's only 11 plays, though. Like for the real starters playing.
I don't care.
Okay.
If the whole mantra is your team being tougher and bullies, right? It doesn't just work with the starters. That is something that has to go throughout your whole unit. So, granted, I get some of those guys maybe weren't good enough to be bullies, weren't good enough to be physical.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but when every team watches that, they're going to come into every game thinking this. Let's run the ball, keep away from the offense. And it's going to put a lot of pressure on that defense early because they're going to test them.
Yeah.
Because this is what people
think. Well, they got two early tests because you got ATN and you got James Cook back-to-back weeks.
But that's – so that's one of the things that I'm worried about as far as – because if you run the football, now you got a two-way go. And now you got play action.
It's a two-way go?
A two-way go. That means you can either run it or pass it.
All
right. Right? There's a big difference in defense when all they can do is pass it.
I thought you were talking about the famous play, the two-way go.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Made in Texas, of course.
Mm-hmm. Remind me again about that play. What exactly?
Leroy's explaining his thing. Don't be rude.
No, okay. It's my fault.
Don't be rude. Sure, He's explaining his thing.
Thought I said two Waco.
Waco. Yeah.
Of course, the made famous with
the
Larry Coker's Roadrunners.
Oh, really?
Boy.
Yes.
Actually, I think it's Texas Tech that's in Waco, yeah?
Mm.
Was it a Mike Leach special?
Huh?
Mike Leach. Wes Welker knows about the two Waco. Ask him.
What?
Pistols up.
Dude.
Is Baylor in Waco?
It's hard, but here. Somebody said it's hard to be tough when you're dealing with injuries. And what I ask you guys is this. If they struggle because of the injuries, how are we as fans going to view that?
Well, I think
because nobody cares.
I think even last year with Vic Fangio, the defense got off to a really rough start. Like, they needed about a good and 5 weeks to get
going. And then how about this? When everybody was hurt and banged up and out, the defense still held up this side of the bargain.
Yeah.
True.
Right? So they didn't lose because of defense last year, at the end of last year. I could say I was very impressed with how the defense held up despite all of it. They lost their three top pass rushers.
I know.
So, yeah.
But one thing that we got a new captain, you know, a new anchor, because Christian Wilkins is gone. But
they're going to be different. They're going to be more push the pile than speed and agility and quickness from the middle.
We've handed the reins over to Zach. Sealer it on up. You go from pepper to salt. It's all right. Mm. And also, didn't miss a day of practice. Mm? Not one day of camp did Zach Sealer miss. You want to know why? Because he's a man.
Yeah.
Man's man. Man's man.
He also haven't been playing 16, 17 years.
Man's man, Zach right. Sealer. He didn't miss a day of practice.
Man's
man. He's out here. He's telling me, why am I not missing practice?
Uh-oh.
Because I'm a
Cap
man.
Cap for Life
I'm
says, Tobin. Hmm? Flores left us a top 5 defense in 2022, and Fangio left us a top 10 defense in 2023. No more excuses, dude. I'm not.
I mean, nobody's making an excuse. That's what I'm telling you, the facts, Cap.
Right.
They stunk on defense the first month last year. Top 10 or no top 10. I'm just letting you know, with your star pass rushers rounding into the fold and having rookies that are going to probably play a lot, I would say, yeah, you could probably, like, I'll give them about a 4 week rough start. It's still going to be, you're going to get knocked in the teeth these first couple of weeks probably because you got some good running backs that you're going up against. Now, you do have the benefit of going against two quarterbacks that love to give up the football.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I will say, get your paws ready, Jalen Ramsey. Let's go out to Snowman. Snowman wants that bread. Let's pick off some passes from these two dopes.
That's right.
Right. Now, look, and that's the thing, right? Last year we supposed to, and this, what this team is right now, I experienced, but not with the defense that you had, right? I played on a team that if we didn't score 30 points, we lost. This defense is a lot better than the defense we had when I was 15-1.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So the pressure of having to score 30 points a game is not as important here as it was when I played. That being said, collectively and together, they're still going to have to manage some games and get through some games and win some games where one side has to cover for the other, right? Where good coaching decisions are going to have to make the difference in a close game.
Mm-hmm.
And so from that standpoint, don't expect, you know, we got the highest part. It usually doesn't work. You score 35 every week, right? You might hit a 40, you might hit a 25, you might hit a 30. But you're going to have, against those tougher teams, and my whole thing with this team the last couple of years has been this. When you've played the better teams, very rarely have you gotten blown out. But it's that adjustment coming out of the second half where you've gotten stifled and shut down. I want to see, against these better teams, when they make defensive adjustments, how is the offense going to respond to that?
Yeah, it's a big test for Mike McDaniel this year, for sure.
So while we're sitting here talking about,
well, that's one thing,
this
that
player needs to do this, this player needs to do that, this player needs to do that, this player, let's be clear. A lot of the reason why your offense was stifled is that they came out and ran the same offenses. They didn't really make any adjustments.
We'll take a quick break. Our Tua is next.